praise God for all that he has done. Everybody standing in the hands of Elder Taylor.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
There's some daily disciplines that you have to have. Amen. I'm going to give you a list of 10. Now, that don't mean you got to do all of these every day. But these are things that the Bible say that we're to continually be involved in all the time because they keep us focused on the will of God and they keep us from being distracted and drawn away by this world system because there are many temptations out there. Then all trying to get your attention. The devil's coming at you from every angle. But if you got some daily disciplines in place, it'll make it hard for him to put his hands on you. First one, prayer, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. I put all that in the same category because these are all very broad. Prayer, just put all that under prayer. Prayer, praise, thanksgiving, worship. You got to pray daily. This is something you need to do every day. You need to pray every day. How many of y'all want God to bless you every day? Amen. Then he's doing something every day, right? Yeah, he daily loads us with benefits. So God is doing something every day to benefit us. Then we ought to be doing something every day to benefit the kingdom. Because God's giving us something every day, and it's not for us to consume it upon our lust. It's for us to benefit the kingdom. He daily loads us with benefits so we can be a blessing. Number two. Blessed to read your word, study, meditation, and confession of the word. So that's involved the word of God. You got to have relationship with the word because your attitude toward the Bible is your attitude toward Christ. If you don't like reading your Bible, you don't like Jesus too much. Because he is the word. He is the word of God. You say, I don't like reading. I don't like reading my Bible. Well, you better check it. You may find yourself not liking Jesus. Number three, seek God daily for direction, wisdom, and guidance. Seeking God. This is a daily discipline of seeking after him. Lord, what you want me to do today? How you want me to do this? What's your will today? How can I handle this problem that I got? Lord, show me the right way. See, it's a constant. I got scripture after scripture for each one of these. Number four, You have to fellowship with other believers and encourage them. The Bible says encourage one another daily while it's called today. What's today called? Today. Then you're supposed to encourage somebody today. Have you encouraged somebody today? I tell you what, do it right now. Encourage the person next to you. All right, now look what happened. Look what happened when we did that. Do y'all hear all the laughter and the joy? You hear that? You hear that little rumble of all the laughter and the joy? See, encouragement is good. Now, just imagine if we did that every day, that we would be in a different disposition, a different mindset. I just saw it among you. I'm hearing laughter and chatter all over here, and the people looking in one another's eyes and speaking blessing over one another, encouraging one another and things, and they're laughing, and they got joy while they're doing it. You like to be encouraged. Don't you like being encouraged? Yeah, you like being encouraged, right? So encourage somebody else. That's what we're supposed to do every day. He said, encourage one another daily while it's called today, lest you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. See, you'll give place to sin if you don't do it. You'll make it easy for the devil to put his hands on you. Because encouraging somebody else means you're reaching out beyond yourself to minister and to bless somebody else. And when you do that, God's always involved in it. And joy is the fruit of that. So if you say, I'm all depressed, go encourage somebody and watch your joy come up. Because when somebody tell you, you know, I needed that. Ooh, you just blessed me. Now, how did that make you feel when that happened? Say, well, God really did use me. See, then you get encouraged by their encouragement. Amen. Amen. All right, let me go on. You got to share your faith or your testimony with others regular. Now, you might not be able to do this every day, but this ought to be something that you do all the time, that you're not afraid to share your faith with other people, to share your testimony of how God has blessed you. Amen. Number six. Give consistently and regularly of your time, your talent, your treasure. That's everything God's blessed you with. You got to be a consistent. When it comes to your tithes and your offerings, you got to be consistent with that. When it comes to the gifts and things that you have, you should be using whatever gifts that you have for the benefit of the body of Christ. And then you got time. You got time on your hands. Sometimes people say, what you done? I'm just killing time. You ain't supposed to kill it. You're supposed to use it. What you doing today? I'm just killing time. You see somebody in Walmart. What you doing today? I'm just walking around killing time. I ain't had nothing to do. Everybody go to Walmart and they ain't got nothing to do. What they doing? Killing time. You say, what you doing? I'm killing time. You ain't supposed to kill it. You're supposed to use it for the benefit of the kingdom. Find something productive to be doing. You say, well, I don't know what I do. I got all this time. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Sit down and right, just pray in the Spirit then. Now, I know that name might not be exciting, but it is very profitable. Yes. You got extra time. Say, I got all this extra time. What I'm going to do? I guess I go walk in Walmart, go walk around the mall, just go riding. We just going to go riding. All right, if you're going to go riding, then pray in tongues. I'm going to ride around my city and pray in tongues. I'm going to pray for these neighborhoods I'm riding through. I'm praying for these households. Do something productive. Use your time wisely. That's what the Bible say. Redeem the time. Look at your neighbor and say, redeem the time. So you just encourage them again. You just encourage them again. Amen. Did nobody encourage you? You're a great blessing. I appreciate you so much. God's doing great things in your life. You keep on being strong, you hear? You keep trusting God because he ain't going to never let you down. He's engraved you on the palm of his hands. He done washed you in his blood. Amen. Girl, you born again. Amen. You full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. You so full of love today. Amen. Glory to God. You got beams of light coming out your eye. Glory to God. For the Lord and for me. Right? Look what happened to her. Look at her. You ought to do this every day. Listen, husbands, encourage your wife today. Wives, encourage your husbands today. Say, hey, you can make it. I know you've been having a rough time, but you know what? God, I'm praying for you. You're going to make it. I know you've been in a struggle, but it's going to be all right. Me and you're going to make it together. You know, you might not like what I'm telling you, but you know I love you anyway. He might cuss you out. Well, I just forgive you. I forgive you anyhow. And don't be like, well, I just got to forgive you anyway. Now you got the wrong spirit. Just be sweet and say, well, you know, I forgive you. And then you say, Lord, forgive him. He know not what he doeth. He don't realize what he's doing. That's the Holy Spirit led me to talk to him, and he's not fussing at me. That's just the devil stirred up in. He's mad at you, Lord. This is really not directed toward me. It's really directed toward you. So, Lord, I know you know how to handle it. Okay. All right, where we at? Number seven. Regularly attend church. These are commitments. Now, you don't come to church every day, but you know what? In Bible days, they did. They went every day. From daily, from house to house, breaking the bread and prayers. They did it every day. In our culture, we don't. But you know what? We only do once or twice a week. So really, you don't have no excuse. What if God told you need to be at church every day? I probably lose some membership. God would lose some disciples. So we really got it easy. You got one day a week to come and worship. And some people, that's too much. And if I go longer than an hour, I done preached too long. You really suffering for Jesus. Spend an hour already. Oh, jeez. If he opened the Bible and say another scripture, I'm going. If he read one more scripture, I'm going to scream. You got a devil. You have a devil that's covert, that's almost about to manifest. If he read one more scripture, if they sing one more song, I'm going to pull my hair out. What's wrong with you? You say you love God? Number eight, you got to walk in love every day. You got to forgive people every day. You got to stay out of strife every day. This is what you do every day. You got to love every day. You can't take a day off from faith and love. Ain't no vacation from love. Well, I ain't walking in love today. I'm going to be mean. What? I feel like being nasty today. I feel like telling somebody off today. Listen, you better go pray some more. You go back to number one. Spend some time in prayer. Number nine, guard your heart. Number nine. Resist the temptation to sin. How often I got to do that, Pastor? Every day. I mean, does the devil come at you every day? Yeah. So what you gonna do about it? You'll be caught up in God. You won't even have time to sin. You won't even have time to think about sinning.